Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1916. Are condos a bad real estate investment for financial independence? By Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I'm going to jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. Are condos a bad real estate investment for financial independence? By Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. When you're thinking about getting started as a real estate investor, condominiums often seem like the way to go. And I get it. The first real estate investment that Aman and I bought was a condo. And while buying a condo can be an easy way to get your foot on the property ladder, and it does have further benefits, it also has its drawbacks. So today, I'm going to explain some of the issues I have with investing in a condo, keeping in mind that yes, Aman and I have owned several condos. Number one, the Homeowners Association. Most condominiums are run by an HOA or homeowners association, which consists of investors and property owners. The reason this could be a problem for you is that often the values of HOA members may not align with your own, and you may even be put in situations where these values clash. This is especially true of homeowners who are going to have vastly different decision-making processes than you. Number two. HOA rules versus your investment strategy. When you purchase a condo, there will likely be a set of rules for ownership in place, but don't get too tied to those rules. Can you imagine buying a condo based on a certain set of HOA rules in place when you bought your condo, only to have those rules changed later on down the line? This can happen. Rules can change. These changes could include all sorts of intrusive things, like prohibiting a certain percentage of renters in the condominium or barring you from running your condo as an Airbnb. This can be very tricky when you have a set of ideas on how you're going to use your condo and make money from it. Number three, deferred maintenance. Let's say you buy a condo and don't realize that none of the condo's previous owners have made repairs on the complex. Now you're stuck with making up for years of deferred repairs. This happens more often than you think. It happened to us multiple times. Numerous elevator repairs on the same building, repair on a retaining wall, plumbing repairs, even condo wall repairs because of vermin, I think that's a nice way to put it, trapped inside the walls during the condominium construction phase. Number four. The condo's financial dependence. One thing to keep in mind is that the financial well-being of your condo is not always dependent on you. For example, if other condo owners aren't paying their HOA fees, this is going to impact the property. Think of it like this. If you want to refinance or sell your condo and the bank or even potential buyers see that other owners are behind on payments, it can affect the resale of your home. Number five, HOA fees. People often underestimate HOA fees to their own detriment. Because if HOA fees increase by 10, 20, 30% or higher, the rent you charge can't always keep up with that. If this happens, your bottom line is going to take a heavy hit in the long run. Funny thing we noticed, or not so funny actually, our HOA fees always seem to go up. They never went down. Number six, owner occupancy rates. The owner occupancy rate is measured by the number of owners versus the number of renters that live in your condominium. This helps lenders to dictate whether they will issue a mortgage or not. Having too many renters in a condo can significantly affect the resale value of that property. And depending on the HOA rules, you may have no control over that owner occupancy rate. Imagine buying a condo at a time when the owner occupancy rate complied with the lending requirements for most banks, only to find out that when you're trying to sell your condo, the owner occupancy rate is no longer in compliance. Number 7, drops in price. Condominium pricing can be a tricky thing. If you're investing in a condo long-term, you may be more interested in the rental income that the condo generates. But if you're looking for a short-term investment, you may be more interested in the potential appreciation of the condo. In this case, beware. Compared to single-family homes, condominiums typically drop in price first. Not only that, but the prices of condos generally take longer to recover compared to single-family detached homes after a drop. Number 8, limited renovations. Feeling handy and want to take on a potentially lucrative DIY project? Make sure you know what you're getting yourself into when it comes to condo renovations. In most cases, there are limited types of renovation work you can do with your condo. If you love DIY home renovating like we do, this will be especially frustrating. Even if you can get permission to renovate, the process to get approval can be long and drawn out. Number 9, neighborhood disputes. If you've ever lived in a condominium complex like Aman and I have, you know that you can find yourself in some pretty tight corners, especially when it comes to your neighbors. Most condos have neighbors on all sides, to the right, to the left, on top, and on bottom. In situations like these, disputes among neighbors are bound to happen. Someone plays their music too loud. Someone walks on their floor, that is, someone else's ceiling, too loud. Someone smokes on their balcony. Someone's kids cry too much. The list goes on. As a landlord of a condo, that list of problems becomes your list of problems to solve. That's because it's not uncommon for a renter to call his landlord to solve a problem the renter may have with a neighbor. It's happened to us. These issues could be social, noise control, property damage, etc. Trust me, plan for issues. Number 10, too much competition. One thing about condos is that they aren't unique. In most cases, when you buy in a condominium complex, most, if not all, of the condos are relatively the same. This means that when you rent out your condo, you're going to be competing with a surplus of other condos in your own complex. Not only that, but there's likely even more competition in the form of other condos, likely within the same area. Other properties may be newer, more unique, or have better amenities that will draw potential renters away from yours. This can make it a bit more difficult to rent out a condo compared to a single-family home. And number 11, condos aren't flexible. It's a harsh truth, but a condo will always be a condo. You can rent it out, you can live in it, but that's about it. You can't expand on them or tear them down and use the land for something else. They simply are not flexible investments, which can be a major drawback. Final thoughts. Remember when I said at the beginning of this article that Aman and I have invested in multiple condos in the past? Investing in those condos were profitable for us, but not all condos are profitable, especially for those who go into investing in them without knowing all the potential downsides. The point of this article is not to sway you from buying a condo. I just want you to have the full picture, because many times people see a lower price tag when it comes to buying a condo as compared to the price tag on a single family home, and they automatically think of what a good deal they could be getting with a condo. Don't get me wrong, I love lower price tags, but just know that lower price tags sometimes come with unexpected costs. What I mean to say is, after hearing all of this, I hope you aren't completely turned off by the idea of investing in a condominium. It's important that you know the whole truth about an investment before you invest. Owning a condo isn't always the dream investment some make it out to be. At the same time, condos still have their benefits. Just know that they're more complicated than meets the eye. Remember to keep these things in mind when you're considering your step onto the property ladder. You just listened to the post titled, "Are Condos a Bad Real Estate Investment for Financial Independence?" by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I appreciated this great list of considerations for condos as a real estate investment. It seems like one of the biggest draws to owning a condo is that they tend to cost less than single-family homes. According to the National Association of Retailers, the median sales price of a condo was $300,400 in April of 2021, while the median price of a single-family home was $347,400. In theory, with condos, you may see additional savings on maintenance and repairs, as a lot of the external maintenance of the property is covered by the HOA. However, we're talking about less than a $50,000 savings on the median price of a condo versus a single-family home. And I'm not sure that savings justifies a lot of the risks outlined in this article. One of the biggest risks seems to be the changing HOA rules, especially around renters, both short and long-term. This reminds me of a great presentation I saw from James over at Rethink the Rat Race. He invests in single-family homes to use as short-term rentals with Airbnb, as it's a lucrative investment, but he only buys properties where the math also works as a long-term investment. Many neighborhoods are cracking down on Airbnb rentals, so he has a good backup to flip to long-term rentals should this happen to any of his investments. That being said, it's a good idea to walk into any investment with eyes wide open and look for ways to manage the risks should things not go according to plan. That's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.